this afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm, high 87. For tonight, cloudy, humid, low 70. And then tomorrow, shower, a thunderstorm in the morning. Otherwise, clouds will yield to some sun, a humid day, high tomorrow of 80. Friday, a morning shower in spots. Otherwise, clouds and sun with a high 82. For AccuWeather, I'm Steve Williams on your radio friend, AM 1400, WRJN.
In Kenosha right now, 72 degrees, 71 in Burlington, Milwaukee 72, 73 in Racine. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.
Did you have that clap of thunder about 3:45 this morning?
I was here.
I know. Yeah. Did you hear it?
Well, yeah.
Could you hear it?
Yeah.
It woke me up. Man, it just kept going, too. So loud. It's like my neighborhood all weekend. Kids were blowing off M80s constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Very disturbing. I actually called the police.
Okay.
Because, first of all, it's illegal. But that doesn't bother me so much. The fact is, I mean, the gingerbread house is like, they're stacked up against each other in my neighborhood.
Right.
It's making the house shake.
Yep. You and a lot of other people.
Yeah. So, I don't think the police presence made much of a difference. But I didn't want to be that guy, you know. Get off my lawn. Don't blow off M80s. But it was too much. It was too much. My trip to Chicago was a little bit too much, almost. Went to the Cubs game yesterday.
I heard.
Yeah, you know, have I told you that I moved from Tampa here?
Really? When did that happen?
About 10 months ago. So I'm a huge Rays fan. I was the first Rays game ever. Tampa Bay.
Oh, you were the one.
No, there were 40,000 people there at the time.
Okay.
My claim to fame is that I started the first standing ovation in Tampa Bay Devil Ray history. And how it happened was, it was a tremendous day. All this anticipation. First baseball game, major league game in Tampa Bay history. Ted Williams was there, all the pomp and circumstance. But then right before the first pitch by Wilson Alvarez, there was like a hushed nervousness that came over the crowd. And I had my three sons next to me. I said, watch this. And I stood up and I started applauding. And then, of course, they followed their old man. And before the first pitch, the place was going absolutely up for grabs. So I've got this history with Tampa Bay baseball. But the Rays play in the most hideous ballpark, maybe in Major League history, which is really saying something. It's called Tropicana Field, and it's in St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm.
There are 300,000 people that live within 30 miles of the Trop. To give you an idea, there's 8 million people that live within 30 minutes of Yankee Stadium. And so the Rays often have been criticized because they don't draw very well at home. And people in Tampa say that it's because it's in St. Pete and it's too far to go. But there were people from all over the country at Wrigley Field yesterday. A lot of Reds fans were there. A lot of other teams were representative. I left the gingerbread house about 8 o'clock yesterday morning, drove to the train station in Kenosha, took the train down to the Clybourne station, got off there, Ubered from there to Wrigley Field. On the way back, all right, so I have a lot of fun yesterday. Just a great time. Oh, by the way, I get in the Uber, and I'm chatting the guy up. I'm sure you're very shocked about that, Tom, that I would be chatting the
Uber. You're usually pretty reserved.
Yeah. And I just asked him, I said, do you live in the city? He goes, no, I live in the suburbs. I said, where? He said, Northbrook. I said, you go to high school there? He goes, no, I went to New Trier. He's from Wilmette.
Ah.
And so I just said, where'd you go to summer camp? And he looked at me. He said, well, I went to this place called Camp Menominee.
Jeez.
And I said, hi, my name's Glenn Klein. I used to own Camp Menominee. We went to camp together. It's David Bulwa.
Hmm.
He was a good shortstop. So we get this great afternoon at Wrigley Field, and I go my separate ways from the guys I went to the game with, and now my phone's dead, so I can't get Uber. So I take a taxi now back to the Clybourne station, and I walk up the ramp of the Metra, and here were my choices, Tom. It said North Chicago or Northwest Harvard.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is the only time I've ever been on the Metra. Before.
Yeah.
If you see, I saw Chicago, I didn't want to go to Chicago. I wanted to go north. Which would you have taken?
North Chicago.
Yeah. I get on there, and the train is packed.
Yeah.
And I said to the woman I was sitting next to, I said, is this going to take me to Kenosha? She goes, nope.
It'll get you closer.
Well, you not really.
Mm.
I explained my situation. She said I would just get off and go back. But the first stop was in Mount Prospect. So I get off in Mount Prospect. Now, I don't have my cell phone because it's dead. And I go to the restaurant in the bar that's right there at the Mount Prospect train stop. And I called my parents because I have their number memorized. They gave me my brother's number in Highland Park. He happened to be coming to Mount Prospect to play softball. He's a big 16 and softball player. So he comes and picks me up at the train station. Now I'm watching softball. All I want to do is go home and go to bed. Called a cab. The guy drove me all the way back to Kenosha.
Wow.
Yeah. $1.60 it cost me.
Well, yeah.
But I was just glad to be back in the gingerbread house. And glad to be back on the radio. Did you go to the fireworks?
No.
I was wondering how that
I didn't have to leave my house to see the fireworks.
That's a very good point. Did you see the fireworks from your house?
I could see them out my window. Not the cities, no. Could I see fireworks in my neighborhood? Oh, yeah.
I was just wondering how the simulcast of the music went.
You probably have to ask Lou.
I will ask sweet Lou Turner. He'll be coming up at 2 o'clock here on the Cali radio station. Thank you very much, sir. I'm glad to see you.
It's good to see you're back from the north parts of Chicago.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, everything in Chicago is suburban Chicago.
I don't know.
Even up to the Illinois line.
I was so aggravated, man. I was so aggravated. Talk to you later.
Uh-huh.
It is time for sports. We'll get more sports next on WRJN.
I'm John Tesh. On the next Intelligence for Your Life, is it possible that a shot, a vaccine, could be the key to permanent weight loss?